This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall. He's
a kid.
He's a kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Make sure that you take me today and that you appreciate every second of this show. Make sure that you don't take me for granted. You know why? I'm going on a vacation for about 3 to 4 days, going off the radar. Not really. I'll post on my vacation in Orlando.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
So I'm not going to be doing 4 to 5 to 9 shows this week like I have been in the month of June. I don't know how many summers I have left. You know, a little vacation. But spread the word. Call Dwayne the Mattress Guy at 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. Oh, you need to sleep a little better in bed or whatever, man. Don't worry, man. Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro will hook you up. This is also being brought to you by, let me tell you about, the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, Amir Academy of Martial Arts. We'll get into him later. I want to give him the proper intro. So that will be in the first break. All righty. I have a lot on my mind when it comes to discussing everyone's favorite topic, but even more important, so you can't really hide from the elephant in the room, known as abortion. And here's my thing. My thing is that I am tired of outdated beliefs dictating current times. Now, if you believe in the Bible, or you believe in an afterlife, or you believe in God, that's completely fine. If you think it's the almighty word and that every single bit of it is true and accurate, that's fine. Here's the thing, though. It's 2,000 years old. Don't you think maybe, just maybe it should be updated a little bit. Obviously, you shouldn't be cheating on your wife unless you have a business relationship. Even that, like, the things have updated. Marriage, blah, 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 da, da, da. It's okay to be religious. There's some good parts of it. But I'm tired of, like, boomers just getting their way. You know what I mean? Because all the ass wipes, including Clarence Thomas, that, you know, did the whole thing with Roe v. Wade on Friday, they don't know anything. They came into a generation that had all this money and all this opportunity after World War II, and you idiots literally messed it up. But you don't have health care and benefits, and where's your 401k? Dude, you idiots, look at where the economy's at. I don't know much about money because I'm working on it. I don't know much about, you know, housing or whatever, or gas prices. But everything economically seemed pretty poppin' when you guys were in your 30s and 40s and 50s, essentially the prime of your life. And then when you guys get older, everything goes to crap. It's almost like the life that you boomers built ruined everything. So yeah, let's listen to 73-year-old Clarence Thomas, who's completely out of touch. I like to watch Johnny Carson a lot at night. And he just gives me swagger. I know he was a douchebag, and I know he would have demeaned me and exploited me. But I have a tendency to be into those type of shows. You learn a lesson. Never mind. What I'm saying is that I like watching Johnny Carson at night. And he was interviewing some golf player. I don't know who it was. But it was somebody, because like in the description, it didn't show the name. And this is on Pluto TV. There's the Johnny Carson channel. And he's interviewing this pretentious boomer golf player, this asshole. And he's like, oh my God, I want the place, the Publix of Los Angeles is Ralph's. And he goes, I went to Ralph's today and you can't believe it. I got like three things of ribeye for $3. And I was going to ignore that. And then my girlfriend brought that up and was like, do you hear him? Dude, you can't even get a fake box of fake bacon for $3. I used to be able to get four boxes of that fake bacon for $8 when I was on the keto diet. So everything that the boomers have manifested their whole life, we're going to let them in the Supreme Court dictate the future? Get out of here. The politicians are so in their ways and their head is so far up their ass that they don't even know what to do with it. Like, I don't know if you hear the thunder. It's going crazy. It's God saying, sorry about the lightning loss. That's the other thing. Religion, too. Get out of here. But here's the thing I always hear about abortion. Here's what I hear. Well, you know, they shouldn't be having sex in the first place. Why? Because you're a sexist slut shamer? Insert douchebag here. Why do you genuinely care what a woman does with her body? Why? Oh, but you're not giving them life. You're not. Do you want this? Everything you've built, you ass wipes. What would you want to be alive for? Oh, and if the afterlife is so grand, just kill them and then they will go into the afterlife and not have to do anything we have to do in this lifetime. Get out of here. And then do you ever notice, like, whenever you talk to somebody about abortion, they always slut shame them in the way that they're like, oh yeah, didn't need to wear that dress to that frat party. Like, it's always like creepy. Because when you genuinely talk to a religious person about abortion and you bring up any of these things, they go, well, God's plan, you're basing it off of a book. It's fine to believe in it, but don't make everybody suffer by your out of touch rules because you believe in a book from 20 centuries ago. Okay? When there was no internet, there was no social media, there was, well, that might have been a better thing. There was no Neil deGrasse Tyson telling you there's nothing when you die and that the only afterlife is the maggots eating your body and you're giving them life. You didn't have the honest truth. Oh, yeah. We go to this grand place, and this grand man judges you. Oh, yeah, you had sex. You're going to hell. Honestly, if all the religious asswipes that pray to God, all the pretentious douchebags, if they're going to heaven, I think I would vibe more in hell. I think I would dig it more. And then the other thing. Everybody's like, well, don't have sex. In a lot of poor communities of any ethnicity, in a lot of hometowns, I hope you like the thunder in the background if you can hear it. It's kind of cool. In any poor neighborhood, there's no proper sex education going on. None. I barely learned about sex. They're like, here's a banana, put a condom on. And it was during Prince William and Kate Middleton's wedding, so they talked about it all class. We didn't get a proper sex education. Oh, wait till marriage. What? You're going to make pheromones and hormones make you wait till marriage? That's why I was such a slut in life. It's because I was told you must wait till you're married. So then you hope every girl is your wife. You hope that every girl you meet ends up being your wife because you want to get laid. It's just utterly infuriating. It makes me so sad. Listen, I know there's no cheap answer to fixing the gas prices and to fixing housing and to fixing everything. I don't think there's an answer, and I don't think it's all Biden's problem. But when the Supreme Court is dealing with something from a half a century ago and not even trying to do anything, and then they're having congressional hearings to Roger Goodell, who gives a flying F about what's going on in the NFL? Really, who doesn't? Who does? Some people care. Some people don't. I'm literally scared. I know every generation goes, oh, the next generation's doomed. But I don't know, man. It's a lot to process. Because you never see any of these laws, you know, hurting white men. It's always the African-Americans and women. And then the biggest problem with these asswipe politicians, these boomers, these old men, like that Scrooge-looking Mitch McConnell. Actually, Scrooge, I'm sorry I compared you to that creep. The problem is all those asswipes make every white man look bad. And I know that sounds petty and lame, but a lot of people hate white men because of what happened in this country. Slavery, what happened in this country, bad cops. A lot of bad things have happened where white men have been scumbags in this country. But not all white men are bad. But then when you have this happen again, it reinforces that idea when it seemed to be like things were getting better. You know what I mean? Like if you seriously take away gay rights, I mean, what are you doing? That's all been dealt with. Like, I know housing prices and gas prices aren't going to go down in one day, but no one's doing anything to fix it. Oh, thank God you got rid of Juul pods. Oh, yeah. It's not like every smoke shop had replacements for Juul pods that were actually better than Juul pods. Now, if you were to ban all nicotine, that would have done a little more. But banning one product, maybe Big Tobacco was mad that no one wants to smoke cigarettes anymore because you're an idiot if you smoke cigarettes. I'm not saying you're not an idiot if you smoke Juul pods, but they're just a little better for you. They're not that much better for you because it's nicotine, but it just doesn't make you smell and it doesn't make your teeth bad. So it's more attractive, especially if it's Delta 8. 856-49-HOPPY. I don't even know how to explain how furious I am about Roe v. Wade. So I have this video here from Pink.
Pink has a strong message for those who support the United States Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The All I Know So Far songstress shared a fiery tweet on Saturday, one day after the court reversed the landmark ruling, which had protected the right to an abortion for nearly 50 years. In her tweet, Pink made it clear that she won't tolerate anti-abortion support among her fan base, writing, "Let's be clear. If you believe the government belongs in a woman's uterus, a gay person's business or marriage, or that racism is okay, then please, in the name of your Lord, never f***ing listen to my music again. And also, f*** right off. We good? Pink.
It's just like, why do you care? It all really comes down from hatred and judgment. And this is going to be a very controversial thing to say, because I genuinely believe that religion can be good. It can teach you, I guess, fellowship, but a lot of fellowship within religion is defending pedophiles and covering it up and acting like, oh, it's nothing. Oh, it's just one priest. When you find out that coworkers are cheating, everybody finds out. So you don't think every priest and every diocese, I think that's the word, and going to Italy, you don't think they knew? Oh, they're just a few priests in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's all from judgment. Because then you have religious folks go, oh, marriage is between a man and a woman. Why? You're being cruel to the people that just want to have sex with the same gender. Why are you forcing them to do it based off of a book? Hey, God, hi, looking at the man up there. You ready to come down and do an interview with Joe Rogan? I think we're ready to hear your explanations. Oh, like God's such a narcissist. He wants you to pray to him all, please, please, pray to me, please. And then he never shows up. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, yeah, just what you need in life. Paying the bills and hoping that maybe there's an afterlife. Hey, God, can you come down and clarify for us? Hey, buddy. Can you use some of your magic juice or whatever the hell you do? Maybe Jesus juice with Michael Jackson covering that up. Can you, like, sprinkle some success over the Ukraine? Can you sprinkle some success over the bad neighborhoods of Chicago where all the people just need to get out of the bad neighborhoods or have them renovated? I think some good should happen. Oh, but God just wants it to be that way to make you a stronger person. You ever notice that the people that tell you to keep the baby every time and the people to tell you that, oh, gay marriage is wrong are rich heterosexuals? Always, always. You have somebody who has sex on prom night and she wasn't given the proper sex education and she's barely affording college. Think about that life. You're going to have a girl give birth to a kid who's going to be resented because it represents when she didn't get proper sex education. So then the whole family, you get the point. Oh, but religious people don't want to think about that. Oh, it's so easy and wonderful. Because you came from money. And throughout time, people that come through money believe in God. Then you have asswipes on the radio talking to women, ranking where and when the whole ruling of Roe v. Wade, like the ranking of what they can do with their body. Let me explain because I'm getting worked up. I was listening to this radio show, and it took a call from a woman, and he's talking about abortion, and he's like, well, how far in the pregnancy should you be allowed to kill it? I don't know. It's your body. I'm telling you, if rich white men could do abortion, they would love it. You already love guns. You love killing things. God, that sounds awesome. That sounds amazing. Not killing babies. I'm overthinking and my brain's going crazy. You know what sounds awesome? Just having your mom get pregnant, you die. You don't have to experience any of this lifetime and then you're in the afterlife. Sounds beautiful. I'm not suicidal. I like being alive. I like listening to music. And right now I'm recording my podcast and watching on YouTube the 2010 NBA Finals Game 7 when Kobe Bryant came from behind and Ron Artest and Lamar Odom and Pau Gasol and Andrew Bynum were great and I hated Paul Pierce. Like, there's a lot of good things to life. But it's not fair to us that we're here. Hey, Mom, I know you're listening. I'm glad you gave birth to me, so this isn't about you. But it's just like, it's so unfair. Housing is up. No companies want to make employees full-time because, oh, heaven forbid you give dental and health insurance. Oh, wow. Oh, wow, that's so bad.
Shut up!
But then we're paying money to go on private planes. Any company ever. This isn't me talking about a radio company. Any corporation ever. Oh, we don't have the money to make you full-time. And this is not me talking about my job. This is me talking about every job. If you were to take every rich boomer that literally got money because of the 1980s and 90s, if you were to have like the game The Sims come to life and it's like a future and you put them in our houses, they would have no results. Every boomer acts like they're better than you. And this is not me, millennial versus boomer. This is just the facts. Whenever you talk to a boomer about money or having a house or a family, it's their old ways. And then when you talk to a rich boomer that's got retirement and a 401k and a nice house, and you explain to them your situation, or you explain to them, oh, like, there's people that are paying $5,000 a month in San Francisco to have five roommates. I just made that up, and I'm sure it's true. And they go, wow. Oh, but I think things will get better because rent used to be $900 in San Francisco in 1982. You asswipes are also having orgies at Woodstock, and you're lucky there was no coverage of it. But looking at the way some of you boomers aged, I wouldn't even want to see you in your prime having sex.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
That's all I'm going to do with the okay boomer thing. I'm not going to talk about abortion the whole time because everything that everybody says it's pro-abortion, I feel. I just had to go on that rambling rant. It's utterly ridiculous. Breathe in. Breathe out. It just makes me mad because everything sucks right now, but then the boomers that have money are able to live. They're just paying a little more money. Take two.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. It's falling segment. Let me tell you about Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Amir is the best MMA trainer around. I'm telling you, if you go to his class multiple times a week, you're literally going to have results fast. But you can't go to class and not try. You can't go to class and not work out. You got to go and take it seriously. I've been going for 3 weeks in a row now. And let me tell you, I already see results in my body. But enough about me. Go there, 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, AmirAcademy.com. He has classes Monday through Saturday. Well, Monday through Friday for sure, but I know he's working on Saturday events. Listen. You're going to get other boxing trainers that are awesome, bro. We got all UFC. We got UFC bags. We got UFC equipment. It's always those douchebag bros that pay for every fight of UFC. You want that as your trainer? Somebody who's a walking midlife crisis that's 40 years old talking about the past? Or do you want somebody who's seasoned, who's classy, who's the best? You know, like when you compliment somebody and you say they're the best of the best? That's not even saying enough for Amir because he is the best. He's not the best with the other best. He's just the complete best. All right. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years. Marge, I've wasted half my life.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yes. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right, we got so much to get into, man. But let me tell you about the best podcast network out there. There's a ton of networks out there. But the best is quadpod.com. QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. Mm-hmm. It really is the best. Around. No one's gonna keep me down. I feel that. I mean, really. This next guy, I don't even want to be on the same planet as him. If I had a rocket ship and I knew where the next planet was, I think they're all looking for that, all the scientists. So I don't know why it'd be me that would find the other planets. But if I could go to a planet that was like Earth and go somewhere else, I would in a second. I don't want to share a plane with Alec, or I don't want to share the planet with Alec Baldwin. I saw this headline, and everything Alec Baldwin makes me mad. I used to hate on the Kardashians 10 years ago because I was projecting my insecurity that I could never get a woman that looks like them, even though I got a beautiful girl. And I've had a good life, but what I'm saying is this. I was like, oh, yeah, they suck. Because they sucked on camera. That's great. They gave Ray J and half the NBA a good time. Here's what I'm saying. I used to literally hate the Kardashians, but whatever. I used to hate Spencer and Heidi. Whatever. I don't even hate Biden because I need to root for him. Because I need our country to do well, I think. And then you know what's infuriating before I get to this Alec Baldwin article? Literally, the boomers are ruining everything, and then they get to die and go, we had the better life. Bye. That's great. Alec Baldwin announces he'll conduct rare live interview with Woody Allen. 30 Rock actor says he loves the director and could not care less about anyone's speculation about Allen's alleged sexual abuse. That is because Alec Baldwin is literally a psychopath. Never liked him. He's so pompous. Oh, wow. You went on SNL and did impersonations of Trump? That's so cool. Oh, SNL is giving the same treatment to Biden, aren't they? Wow. You impersonated the most easy person to make fun of and impersonate. Oh, wow, you did acting 101, Alec Baldwin. Oh, my God, from like 2017 to literally 2020, every Saturday was make fun of Trump Day. Every Saturday around midnight, I would be like board hopping overnight Saturday into Sunday morning, and Alec Baldwin would be trending, and he'd be making fun of Covfefe or whatever Trump said. Oh, wow, you're doing the bare minimum of doing the voice of whatever Trump's voice is and dressing up like him. Wow, you're so cool, Alec. Please, I want to be you someday. I want to be in a loveless marriage where I took someone's life because I didn't know how to use a gun, and I literally will lie to myself to the grave because I'm a fucking scumbag. Now, if this show was on the radio, I wouldn't swear, but because I'm not on the radio, I can say this. Well, I am on the radio. Fuck Alec Baldwin, and if hell is real, I hope he burns there. Alec Baldwin announces he'll conduct the interview. They worked together on 3 films, the most recent being 2013's Blue Jasmine. Oh, yeah, we all saw that, Alec. We all were such a fan of it. Oh, my God. Did you see Blue Jasmine? What a good movie. What a good movie. It was like From Harry Met Sally, only this time she was 18. I don't know. That was a dumb joke. Alan made an appearance on Baldwin's podcast in 2020. You know what? Maybe I should quit doing podcasts and just quit doing it and just keep turning up my mic and never record another of all time. If I'm doing the same thing that Baldwin's doing, a podcast, I don't even know if I want to be in the same industry as him, being the podcast industry. I don't want to share anything with him. Him and that psychopathic wife. They get such a pass impersonating, oh, I'm a different ethnicity. Because it was Alec Baldwin's wife, she got away with it. Literally, they get away with everything. You know what? You can have your mansion, Alec. I can only imagine the satanic, creepy energy that comes from your house. And I don't mean satanic like I believe in Satan. but just dark energy, man. Seems like a dark, dark dude. He really bothers me. Literally punches somebody in traffic, does everything. You know what? I want to read more of the article, man. But maybe I'm being harsh about Alec Baldwin. Maybe he's a really good guy. Not at all. Maybe he's a sweetheart. Not at all. Maybe he's just the best guy of all time. Not at all. He means well. Not at all.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay?
What up?
And I want to leave a message for you right now.
What is going on?
Again, it's 10:30
yeah.
Here in New York on a Wednesday.
Got
and
it.
Once again, I've made an ass of my...
Such a boomer thing. I'm going to tell you the exact date and time in this message. Well, I guess you kind of... I need to leave boomers alone. Not at all. You all suck.
Trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call,
yeah.
I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call. At 11
o'clock. Oh, that's good. I bet they love getting your call. Dad's calling.
10 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on.
I bet Alec Baldwin's daughter probably had the Soulja Boy song Kiss Me through the phone as the ringtone. And then when dad would call, she's like, I should probably change that.
I want you to know something, okay?
I don't
want to
kiss my dad at all, even through the phone. I don't think anybody wants to kiss Alec Baldwin. I can imagine Hilaria just thinking about something else. Oh, yeah, Alec Baldwin's banging me.
Phone turned on. I want you to know something. Okay.
What up?
I'm tired of playing this game with you.
We are too. We're tired of hearing about you.
I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time.
Oh yeah, but you had a whole lifetime of insulting people. Projection!
You have insulted me. You don't have the brains.
Father of the year, man. So glad he had 9 more kids. Those kids aren't going to need therapy.
Or the decency as a...
Your kids don't have decency because you didn't teach them decency, asswipe. Where did they learn it from?
Human being.
I mean, their mother's not that much better, let's be honest here.
I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old. Or that you're-
oh, yeah, he doesn't know the exact age of his daughter. I don't care if you're 11, 12, whatever year you're born. At this point, it would have been like 95.
Your child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass.
Oh, she was a thoughtless pain in the ass. Maybe so. But Alec Baldwin being a thoughtless pain in the ass? Oh, no. No psychopathic man leaves a 2-minute voicemail on their daughter's phone. I mean, that is a long voicemail, bro.
Who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned? You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone.
And then you had a whole lifetime of humiliating them.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best sage and trainer around, I'm a man of my words.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black, or Sasquatch, even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49 Hobbit. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Oh, you can email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, you angry boomers. Also, for all the info on this award-winning Got a Name Drop podcast, ryanhoppyradio.com, man. That's the place to be. It's always the place to be. Before I get into everything going on with Deshaun Watson, who, when you look at his eyes, there is no emotion there. Oh, being accused by at least 24 women and a bunch that are probably afraid to come forward, so there's probably 50. Yeah, there's not going to be much emotion in that face. And the way you choked in the playoffs? Of course not. You probably went to 4 parlors a night after losing whatever that was, Patriots or whatever. All right, can this load already?
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Come on down to Cleveland town, everyone.
Some bad radio there.
Construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire.
Yeah.
It's so polluted that all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost 3 times a year.
I didn't see it once.
Guy has at least 2 DUIs. The flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die.
Facts.
Our economy's based on LeBron James. Buy a house for the price of a VCR.
But yeah, back then their economy was based on LeBron James. Now it's an alleged, you know, Deshaun Watson. Our economy's based off a groper.
Our economy's based on LeBron James. Buy a house for the price of a VCR. Our main export is crippling depression.
Oh, geez, I'm going to have to clean it up.
Be worse, though, at least we're not Detroit. We're not Detroit.
I love that when Cleveland was like, we're not Detroit. Like, whoa. Comparing yourself to the other crappy city, one of the 9 crappy cities in the Midwest. Oh, wow. What an achievement. It's like somebody who's in 12th place in a race going, at least I wasn't 11th. You're a loser. Texans are sued for enabling Browns player Deshaun Watson's sexual misconduct. As NFL is set to seek minimum year-long ban at league disciplinary hearing this week. Deshaun Watson's sexual misconduct hearing with the NFL begins Tuesday. Watson is at risk of missing the upcoming season as the league reportedly weighs an indefinite ban for the Cleveland Browns quarterback. If he is banned indefinitely, he could be brought back in 2023. In March, Cleveland signed a $230 million 5-year deal with Deshaun Watson in a trade with the Texans after 2 grand juries declined to indict the QB. Deshaun Watson, 26, most recently settled with 20 of the 24 lawsuits he's facing in Texas. Yeah, I love when like he's not found guilty, like Ben Roethlisberger, rest in peace, Kobe, and they're like, oh, but he settled. Yeah, if he was innocent, you would take that to the end of the courtroom. Hey, I didn't touch any of these women. I notice settling is like, I'm rich. I'm going to put this to the side. But if anybody else did it that wasn't the rich and elite, they would get jail time. Oh, but you play sports? Good for you. We don't care about human rights on this planet at all. He also could be fined by the NFL. Otherwise, the backloaded contract protects Watson from significant financial penalty. All right. Listen, by no means is Baker Mayfield a good quarterback. By no means is he, you know, somebody I want as my team QB. But I am so rooting for him wherever he plays next year to just kill it. Because it was such a Cleveland Browns decision to go with the, I don't even want to use alleged creep. Because I, even though it is alleged, we know he did it. I'm just saying, would you rather have somebody that cheats on their wife? Oh, all your players do. Or somebody who gropes 20 of 24 women as your quarterback. The Cleveland Browns were just like chomping at the bit to get something good, and I get it. But it seems like they didn't realize there were other ways for him not to play. I feel like the dumbasses that own that team, because let's be real, the players are good, all players are good, but the coaches and everybody that leads that organization, and frankly, every leader of that city, the mayor, Dan Gilbert, the Cleveland Guardians owner, radio shows. Everybody in that city is boneheaded because you get a big head that you're known in a decently big city, but you're not famous anywhere else. So you think you're a big deal. And then when you fly somewhere, no one knows who you are, but then you return to Cleveland and everyone knows who you are. So I think those idiots that ran the Browns organization had no idea that there were other ways he could be suspended for a year. And that's the problem, is they might force Baker to play next year because he hasn't joined any other team yet. That's actually kind of a smart move. I just realized something. Let me just Google to make sure that Baker Mayfield didn't, like, go somewhere else and he's playing for the Browns, the Cleveland Browns. All right. This is interesting here. This is my conspiracy theory of sports. You want to hear me out? Maybe the Cleveland Browns aren't as dumb as they appear to be. So they get Deshaun Watson after everything gets settled in court. And they go, okay, he's not going to be able to play for a year because there's going to be other ways legally he gets suspended from the NFL. But we'll probably get him in 2023, 2024. Yeah, Baker Mayfield's going to be a little butthurt, a little upset. But what other team's going to want him? And he's going to have to settle with playing for us. Which basically, having a career in Cleveland is just like settling. Like, you can have a nice house or whatever, but you see the sun almost three times a year. Like, if you're ever, like, sitting out there, and you're like, oh, man, there's a dream job I could either, if you're listening in radio or TV or anything, you're like, I could make good money and be in Cleveland. Yeah, but you're in Cleveland. But it's really good money. And there's a large, you know, population. Yeah, but do you want those people? Terrified-looking WNBA player Brittany Griner is led into Russia courtroom in cuffs, where her detention is extended by 6 months. Listen, I do think it's entitlement that Brittany Griner is getting the attention kind of not really from the media, but not from any politician, including our dementia patient of a president. Because, like, if Trump was in office, he would declare a nuclear war if we didn't get her back, and they would have released her. Putin would have been like, ah, whatever. He'll give me head in 2 days anyway, and we'll forget about it. What I'm saying is this. This president doesn't even care about anything. He can't even ride a bicycle correctly. And then everybody goes like, don't make fun of him for riding a bicycle. You made fun of Trump for the way he walked. Oh, but when your guy does weird things, we can't rip into it. Fuck you. But nobody cares about Brittany Griner. When it comes to politicians, her wife wasn't able to reach her when they were supposed to call for their anniversary. And I mean, I know there's probably a lot of Americans that are probably serving time in Russia and they're getting more time because they're American and they hate Americans. But it's always been the thing whenever a player's gotten in trouble that you kind of, you know, defend them. Yeah, they're the rich and elite, but that's just what we do in America. We defend them. But it really is a sign of the times of how badly this country has led that she is facing 10 years if convicted. 10 years for a pen! All you uptight Russians, you might need some weed to relax. You ain't that fun to be around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And your vodka provides the worst hangovers.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Damn right. This following segment has been brought to you by WestshorePrinting.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, WestchasePrinting.com can print for you. And when you go there and you get the invoice, tell them I sent you. For all the info, West Chase Printing on all social media, DJ Tone Tampa on all social media, and Westchaseprinting.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Well, It was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, let's get right into it. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And before I get into news that nobody in America is covering, even though it uses and involves two of the most famous people in America, I got to tell you about all the platforms that you can listen to my podcast on. If you're listening live on Z Radio every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com and on Odyssey and TuneIn.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Mixcloud. Search up Hoppy Radio. H-O-P-P-E Radio. As I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life, I record for everybody. I don't know why I'm talking like Wolfman Jack. All right. This is news you're not going to hear on MSNBC. This is news you're not going to hear on CNN. This is news that's not going to be covered by the Young Turks. This is news that none of the late night TV show hosts will be covering. But let's be honest. All of the other things I covered besides the Young Turks, CNN, MSNBC, they get their viewership. But late night TV hosts? Not really. So it's like if a bear shits in the wood. Did you notice or whatever the saying is? Exclusive from Daily Mail. And this is probably exclusive to a United Kingdom website being the Daily Mail because they didn't even think to give it to any of the American, news organizations because they knew they just weren't going to cover it. It says here, in quote, "I think you're clear. Voicemail from Joe Biden to Hunter Biden about New York Times report on his Chinese business dealing proves he did speak to his son about his relationship with criminal dubbed the spy chief of China." And I'm not going to read much about it. I'm trying not to get too political because I hate both sides, but there's just some fucking bullshit I got to call out, man. We all know that Trump has some shady business deals in other countries. He's a billionaire. They're all weird. There's like 100 or not that many of them in the world. You're literally the 0.0%. Here's the thing, though. If you want things to be equal and you want things to be, you know, fine, cover the news equally. Oh, everybody at CNN. Oh, everybody at MSNBC that went to the University of Syracuse because all the people that do broadcasts seem to have been there. And all these other places. And you hold your head high on being journalists, David Muir, Anderson Cooper. You all hold your head high. Rachel Maddow. I think she's on TV. I mean, once again, who would know? Oh, I'm such a huge fan of Rachel Maddow. People that are fans of her, not fun to be around, surprisingly. If all these liberal organizations really care about being, you know, fair and balanced, even though that's the Fox News saying, you know what I'm saying. If all these organizations care about, you know, giving us the news properly, please cover more about Joe Biden and these sketchy voicemails. Can you imagine if this happened between Junior and Trump? You would never hear the end of it from crying Jimmy Kimmel. I can't believe they did this to us. They betrayed us. Just like how you betrayed us, Jimmy Kimmel. You used to be funny, dude. Now you're crying. Or Cecil the Lion. Gwyneth Paltrow is slammed as out of touch. Whoa, really? And tone deaf after launching wildly expensive jewelry collection between a $2,000 ring and an $8,000 necklace. After living costs and surging inflation goes through the roof. The actress, 49, released her brand new line of jewelry entitled G-Label. I'd rather have someone from G Herbo. Through her company Goop earlier this week, but many people were not happy with it. The collection came out just days after the Supreme Court overturned its previous ruling on Roe v. Wade, which Gwyneth has yet to speak about publicly. Listen, would I prefer if she spoke out because she's a woman and we need to hear from all voices? Yes. But when has Gwyneth Paltrow ever thought about anybody else? What I mean is this. You're literally asking this rich, out-of-touch buffoon to be able to relate, to be able to relate to the peasants. Think about it from us. We can't relate to her, so why should she relate to us? And to be honest, I'm not saying $2,000 for a ring is cheap and $8,000 for a necklace is, but there's musicians that have hundreds of thousands of dollars of jewelry and it's just two pieces. They pay $100,000 like for rich elite things that probably are the same as going to Burlington and getting a nice necklace. That's the real baller move, is to save your money on vacations and to have things that look nice but are cheaper. All the boomers, oh yeah. Like I went to get my taxes done, and this boomer that did my taxes, she did a good job because they know about money for sure. But she was like, oh, that's a nice watch you have. And my girlfriend got me for Christmas, and I was like, oh, like we bought it together. Actually, we bought it for a wedding that I went to in October, and she was like, I said to her, oh yeah, I got it for like a really good deal. She's like, honey. And she like quits typing on the computer. And she's like, don't ever tell anybody how much your watch is. And if they do, just say the highest amount that comes to your mind or something like that. She's like, never downplay the price of your watch. And I'm like, oh, your generation, man. Your generation, man. And I'm not trying to make this the National Hate on Boomers Day thing, but there's just some things that need to be called out. Rapper Vic Mensa pleads guilty to misdemeanor drug charges after being caught with LSD and psychedelic mushrooms at the airport, but won't do time behind bars. See, if he did this in Russia, he would get 10 years. Could you imagine if you had psychedelics and mushrooms in like Russia and being a rapper like Vic Mensa, who's kind of edgy and outspoken? There's a lot of great that comes with this country, but all the awful parts of this country are kind of beginning to like come back. And I really think it's because the boomers and all these old ass politicians are trying to leave back. And even it's like all the awful things that were around before things got good for the boomers, they want to go back to that so that we suffer. I'm done.
Your dry eyes deserve better.
Why is this happening?
New preservative-free Eyevisia dry eye drops.
Oh, wow.
Made with hydrating polymers that form a protective matrix over your eyes.
Burn it out.
Moisturizing hyaluronic acid and revitalizing trehalose.
This is the best content of my show all day.
Scientifically formulated to reduce dryness, discomfort, and strain.
Yeah. All right. It's because I have a Daily Mail video open. Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner are seen back together. And I'll get to that news clip later, but probably hard, man. He doesn't want to be like famous, and she probably really digs him because he's low key, even though he's like an NBA player. Like, think about that. You're a famous NBA player, and no one really knows a lot about you. That means you are good at being low key. Britney Spears' ex-husband Jason Alexander attempted to enter her bedroom while she was in it during his wedding crashing. Psychopath. And I was reading online, people that had met Jason Alexander said he always name dropped being married to Britney. That's the people she was around. Oh, I don't even care. The security guard who was fired as a result of the crashing claimed during a preliminary hearing that Jason attempted to open her bedroom door, but it was locked. So was he just watching it? The security guard, was he just like watching it from afar, not doing anything? Oh, yeah, I saw it from down the block because I let him in. He said he was a guest of the wedding, even though there's only 20 people and they're all famous. And I said to myself, are you George from Seinfeld? Come on in, Jason Alexander. I loved you, man. Dumbass security guards. You know, like when you hear about couples that are old, it says they were married for 55 years, and you look at that number and you're like, Jesus Christ. The sentence says Alexander and Spears were married for 55 hours. I can't believe it. Here's the thing. I think there were some positives in the Free Britney movement. It wasn't all bad. Got Britney free. But some movements like need to end, you know? Because you got your mission accomplished. Everything's fixed. It's kind of like when there were protests in the 70s about Roe v. Wade. It worked. And then they didn't do it for 50 years. And now the protests are back, deservedly so. But once something's accomplished, you kind of move on. All you Free Britney people that are like, you know, just talking about it online and her marriage and that. Your mission's done. We don't need to hear from you anymore. If you guys want to hang out and play Britney Spears music and that. But when you're covering her on a podcast, I'm not claiming to care about Britney Spears, but when you're caring about her mental health, but then when she gets off of social media, you're debating, like, what can we do now to exploit her? How can we do a mission to exploit her? Because we have no redeeming talent. So what's the Free Britney movement any different than the paparazzi? Not at all.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by dbinfusions.com. You want some good CBD? You want some good Delta 8? I know you do because you're listening to this. Go to dbinfusions.com.
Smoke weed every day.
With your medical card.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, I know. It's
Bizarro! Bizarro!
Oh, this little
Bizarro!
Guy.
Bizarro!
Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give
Bizarro!
It to you.
Bizarro! I love you. Bizarro! I love you.
Hey, who's
Bizarro!
Got a peanut for turtle face? Don't! He's allergic!
They'll kill me.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. You know how I said before that I hated Alec Baldwin? I hate this asswipe too, Jussie Smollett.
Oh, happy hot topic.
I mean, if you have the name Jussie, you're just a sociopathic asswipe.
How is this part of you working your way back into Hollywood? And
you know, I've never thought of myself as working my way.
Well, no, no.
Yeah, you don't really have any talent. They're not really working.
No, but let's say, as you reintroduce yourself to the public, okay, how is this?
It's wonderful. You know, this has always been the plan
to exploit and divide the country even more, to make it about me, because Empire was going to go off the air a few years prior to the incident, so then there was really nothing going on, and my career was dead.
Expand my empire, so to speak.
Get it? That was a show from 2018, you out of touch hack.
to expand the level of what I want to do, and also to, you know, I got the opportunity to direct
to go to jail for 2 days and learn some tips,
multiple episodes of the show, and yep, as well as my music videos that I directed all of them. But to be able to,
I wish I could play music on here without copyright. And could you imagine if Jussie heard the things I've said about him over the years, and then I did the copyright of playing his music on the show, he'd really come after me. I think he'd like that.
Usher in just a new generation of artists, of actors, of
a new generation of country dividers. Oh, that's just what we need.
Just these amazing, this amazing talent that's out there that has so much to tell. That's what.
How can one? I one time heard this from a radio personality about bad program directors in radio that don't have talent, and then a lot of time you have radio people that work harder. And it's like, how is somebody supposed to have talent and judge talent if they don't have any? And that's Jussie right there. How is he supposed to tell us about all the talent when one doesn't have any?
Is feeding me.
What do you say to all those people who stood by you throughout all this?
Oh my God.
Who? Your family and friends? Who? Honestly, it was so dumb. Yeah. Because there's just Trump supporters in downtown liberal Chicago and negative 20 degree weather beating you up. This is MAGA country. No, it's not. That was Hillary country. That was liberal Chicago, where every mayor essentially has been liberal. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be outside in negative 18 degree weather. I didn't even want to go out to get the newspaper or to go to the mailbox when it was negative 18. No, but I'm going to be walking in downtown Chicago. And all the security guard footage. Hey, Jussie, where's these MAGA people? Hey, Jussie, why do we only see your two gay lovers that you guys did fun things with? All the money and resources that went into that case, and then for him to get away with it, you might as well have let him go and used all that money for other things. Then he was like, when you hungry, you go to Subway. Who goes to Subway when they're hungry? People that are at Walmart? You're a millionaire actor. And sometimes when I'm hungry, I go to Subway. What the hell, dude?
I tell them, you know, just with all my heart, just thank you. They never waver.
If someone were to say to me, like Jussie Smollett, I wish you nothing but the best with all my heart, I go, no. Wish me the worst. I want to prove you wrong. Oh, my God. There was a fight in baseball. Whoa. It's so dorky when you watch baseball players fight. Like, hockey fights are cool, man. Even NBA fights, even though, like, there's not really any fighting because they're as soft as a baby's pillow or whatever the saying is. You can hear the swears on TV, and oh, it's funny. You can hear all the words being dropped, and then there's the fights between podcasts and people on TV. Like, there's more social media fighting amongst NBA, and then there's obviously fights in the NFL. But baseball fights are just so dorky. It's like watching a few drunk nerds at the bar that are all accountants fight. Hey, you looked at my girlfriend wrong. Let me slap you across the face.
And the benches have cleared.
Oh, yeah, watch out. The benches, the baseball players, they're going to really hurt you. Oh, no. You're 100-mile-per-hour fastball, or power to swing a bat is more scary than you trying to fight me with your fist. Oh, don't hurt me, baseball player.
Comes in, and we have chaos.
This morning, players speaking out after one of the ugliest brawls in baseball in recent memory.
Recent memory, because we have literally dementia, because the last meaning World Series was in 2016.
War is on right now.
Tensions were high going into Sunday's game between the Angels and Mariners.
Oh, how exciting. The team that no one really cares about in L.A. versus the team that, let me make sure the Mariners aren't good this year. The team that no one really ever sees win in baseball being the Mariners. Oh, that's just a fun matchup. Let me see here. I believe it's the AL West. Oh, yeah. The 34-40 Mariners with the 459 record and 12 games behind first place versus the Angels that are 35-40 and 11 games behind 500. That's just sore losers, dude. You got all these other teams doing good. I don't know who's winning in baseball. I don't watch it.
After the Mariners threw this pitch Saturday that barely missed three-time MVP Mike Trout's head.
That's a bitch move from Seattle.
Hit me in the ribs. Don't hit me in the head.
That sucks.
On the first pitch of Sunday's game, the Angels pitcher returning the favor.
Whoa, right at him.
The umpires issued a warning to both teams, but...
He should have been ejected, not a warning. Oh, whatever. Baseball, no one cares.
Just one inning later,
and that hits Winker.
Jesse Winker is hit and charges towards the Angels dugout.
No, don't hurt me.
Dugout and both benches are empty. Winker going to the Angels dugout. He is right in there.
Bunch of loser millionaires fighting over a game that's meaningless. Literally, not just like how everything in life is meaningless. No, literally your game is meaningless because no one's going to the playoffs.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Happy hour will be right
Let
back.
Let me tell you about the best barber in all the Bay Area, Rich Kaley Master Barbershop. As Mike Calta says, it looks like I go to a barbershop every 2 weeks, and I essentially do because I want to look fresh. I want to look good. Sign up for the appointment at richkbarber.com. He's at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard right next door to McDonald's. Some neighbors just walked by my front window. I often wonder if they're listening. I mean, everyone's listeners. So either they hear me through the wall or they listen through their phone.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
He never holds back and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Whoa, hey. Oh, hey. It's, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856-499-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
May Nancy Grace burn in hell. And that wasn't insulting because hell's not real, but whatever. Burn in hell.
Nancy Pelosi elbow this little girl during a photo op?
Can you imagine if a Republican did that? Everybody would be mad. But oh, we're just going to allow Nancy Grace to be a complete bitch at all times because she's really powerful. That is the problem.
That's the allegation from newly elected Congresswoman Mayra Flores, a Republican who just won an upset victory in Texas in a...
Yeah. That's the problem. No liberals are speaking up. Hey, why'd you elbow a kid on camera? It seems like the liberals never really speak up when kids are being bothered by politicians. For example, Joe Biden.
Special election.
Yeah.
Flores claims Pelosi tried to shove her young daughter out of the way during her swearing-in ceremony last week, apparently as she tried to beckon somebody to join the photo.
Oh, she seems like a delightful person.
Real
sweetheart.
I'm so proud of my strong, beautiful daughter. She continued to smile and pose for the picture like a queen.
Yeah. Nancy Grace could, Nancy Grace could learn a few things about class. Nancy Pelosi could learn a few things from this little girl. This little girl's classier than you'll ever be in your 80. You're a dinosaur and you got no class in that boring ass body of yours.
No child should be pushed to the side for a photo op, period, Flores said.
All right. She probably like goes, Mommy's talked bad about this woman, so I feel bad for her. Speaking of the rich and elite and Nancy Pelosi being one of them. Oh, yeah. Man, you can play this TMZ, this new TMZ live music. You can play this in the club and everybody be going crazy in the bathroom. Like when I was at Pride on Saturday. Like, I've seen cocaine before at parties, but I was in this bathroom at this club, and I swear I didn't do any, but I saw a lot of cocaine. Like, this one dude looked like he really had to take a crap, and I was like, buddy, there's like three dudes. I don't know what they're doing in the stall, but I definitely know they're doing cocaine because I saw it. Not because I peeked over. More like the fact that I saw them doing it against, like, the wall. It was weird. Yeah, you'd be partying to this music. Get down.
Well, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi's husband, is now
been charged for that DUI arrest after an accident.
That DUI arrest, if it was a Republican that did it, she'd be all on him.
With another vehicle.
Like, can you imagine if it was Clarence Thomas?
He was driving his Porsche.
And this was up in Napa, California. He has been...
That boomer ass wipe would be in Napa. Gotta have my fancy wine. Wine at Wawa for $7 is great.
Charged with DUI with injury. There were injuries as a result of the other driver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, he had a 0.082 blood alcohol level, which is...
That literally is horrible. That is, like, so drunk. That's, like, socially awkward because my wife wasn't there to hang out with me, so no one knew who the hell I was or cared.
It's just a skosh above the legal limit. But because it's with injury, there's a mandatory 5-day jail sentence, minimum. So...
The problem is this was in California, and Gavin Newsom is known to be an asswipe. So I'm a little afraid that they're going to get away with this because it's liberal out there. But, yeah.
There is something. He's going to jail.
And so there is something else that is really interesting here.
Oh, what's
and it's
that?
When he was asked for his ID.
Right. According to the CHP officers on scene,
yeah.
He said they asked Paul Pelosi for his ID. He handed them his driver's license, but also his 1199 Foundation card. The 1199 Foundation is a charitable organization that funds
policemen that are injured in the line of duty.
Look at me. Look at who I know. Look at who you married. You have no taste in anything.
Right. Officers that are injured. It also offers scholarships to their family members. So clearly he's handing this card to say, hey, just so you know, I support CHP.
I send money in. Can we just get away with this?
To give me a break card.
Yeah.
Not only didn't work, it backfired because, you know.
Oh, man. You know, Nancy is the queen of that house. So, you know, when that happened, he gets home, he gets bailed out. And not in a good way. Although making love to Nancy Pelosi would not be a good time. She just looks like a missionary queen.
You know, look, there are a lot of people who have these cards, and I'm sure sometimes, you know, police will deal with it.
I've known people who have them, and they use them and they sometimes get out of speeding tickets.
Right. But in this case, the officer actually put it in the police report.
Right. Because he could have easily just said, all right, he gave me the card, and not put to write it in the report. That is an intentional.
Yeah.
Just wanted to embarrass him, essentially.
All right. 856-49-HOPPY. Let's hear what's going on. Taylor Swift and her boyfriend were making out in Bahamas. How long until there's a song about him? 5 days?
I'm so happy for Taylor Swift.
Why?
She's on vacation.
Oh, that's cool. Good for her.
I'm bitter. Yeah, I am a little bitter.
Mm.
It's that time of year.
Okay, so
Taylor Swift is on vacation.
This
with
is kind of a big deal.
With Joe Alwyn.
Who now, she's been with, by the way, for 6 years. I did not realize that.
6 years they have been together. And so
marry him already.
Yeah, they needed a little break. And so they're down in the Bahamas. That's not shocking. Taylor Swift goes on vacation.
Yeah.
Even goes with Joe. The shocking part is this. PDA.
We have never seen that.
I want to say never. Can't remember which boyfriend it was, but there are photos of her in Rhode Island, maybe on the beach with someone holding hands. I can't remember.
So Taylor Swift is having sex. I wonder what she's like to have sex with. I wonder where Marco Robbie's like.
TMZ Pop Quiz.
Ask Will Smith.
Is what's pretty and perfect and pink all over? Margot Robbie in her Western Barbie costume.
All right, she's doing the Barbie movie, which I definitely will be seeing, and I can't take this voice. This dude, man.
Barbie costume.
I mean, there's a lot of annoying voices in radio. Mm-hmm. That guy makes a lot of money from it. 856-49-HOPPY. Jack Harlow's the best. He's so cool. Man, what is it with the intro music today on these shows, bro? You could get down in the club and snort cocaine at Pride to this music. Yo, this is DJ Hoppy on the ones and twos and threes and fours.
Jack Harlow shows his support for Lil Nas X at the BET Awards after Culture's Biggest Night failed to nominate the rapper this year.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Even though he had some of the biggest songs. No big deal. Douche bags. Homophobic.
Jack dons a t-shirt featuring his brother in...
Let me rewind that. That was not the perfect transition. But this show's a little unpolished.
And now, Jack dons a t-shirt featuring his brother in music.
Oh, yeah.
Seemingly a response to Lil Nas's criticism of the awards.
Yeah, that's what I would think it's for, babe.
BT.
All right, I gotta skip over this because it's uncensored.
BT said they love Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah, but where's the nominations? It's an award show. Whoa. That's another boomer thing. Oh, yeah, award shows. Who cares?
Noted his lack of nominations were the result of the voting body choosing other artists to honor.
Like who? Who is the so homophobic rapper? Lil Boozy or whatever, one of them? Oh, dude, he says the most... I don't respect what he says, but he really doesn't care. Like, I kind of... I'm not saying I respect his words, but you almost have to just, like, go, man, he is such a bad person. I don't want to be anything like it. It's weird.
The network also made it known that it advocates for inclusion and diversity.
So give him a nomination.
But Lil Nas is pushing
for... He literally had a song called Industry Baby that was number one. Oh, yeah, not even one award from the BET Awards. Whatever.
More, in light of the so-called snubs.
I think we have a long way to go in some places, but I feel like...
Of course, and now we're just going back to the 70s. Woo!
The world is definitely trying its best to change in many ways.
Not really.
I'll say that.
Not really.
And Jack wasn't Lil Nas's only supporter on Culture's Biggest Night. More stars had something to say about the situation on the red carpet.
Oh, too.
It's been a little controversy with Lil Nas. What do you think about that? Because he's very upset he didn't get nominated.
You know, I don't think he's wrong about the way that black, you know, sexuality is embraced within
but the... I don't think he deserves it at all. Is that what she's saying?
Community or not embrace the lack of embracing. He's not wrong. Do I agree with his approach? No.
You're just saying that because you want to be invited back next year. Oh, yeah, that's the problem with all award shows. You're all fake.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I don't agree with his approach.
Happy hour will be right back.
Whatever. This following segment was brought to you by the best top 40 radio station online. ZRadioLive.com. Search up ZRadio Live on Odyssey and tune in and listen every Monday. Or no. Well, you should be listening every day. But every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, we syndicate.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
I got PhDs in four scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Roundup starting with Jack Harlow, or should I say Young Harleezy?
Well, just say Jack Harlow. You sound lame as hell.
Well, yesterday, the What's Popping rapper made his debut.
You could go with First Class. What's Popping is 2 years old. Sounds like this report is a little out of touch.
Yesterday, the What's Popping rapper made his debut on the BET stage by first bringing out Lil Wayne and then shocking the audience once he brought out Brandy as well.
Hell yeah! Wonder if he had some brandy afterwards.
You might recall last month these two had an awkward feud after Jack admitted to not knowing that Brandy was Ray J's sister.
I mean, I just found it out a few years ago. I was even like, whoa. I wonder if she's watched that tape. Just out of curiosity. I know I would.
Which then prompted the 43-year-old singer to remix his first-class hit and throw a few shots in there as well. But overall, this is probably something no one saw coming, and it was good to see these two having a blast on stage together. Switching gears to another big surprise, and that was Mariah Carey and her vocals. As Big Lotto performed her smash hit Big Energy remix, yeah, which the fantasy singer is also a part of, yeah, fans went crazy once they spotted Mariah's silhouette come from behind a curtain halfway through the performance. Then, when the curtain rose, the Grammy Award winner stood there in a sparkling gown and showcased those high notes we all love her for.
I wonder what she was like behind the scenes. Probably mean.
Mariah even had Brandy going crazy in the crowd.
That's so cool.
At the end of the performance, Lotto then proceeded to give Mariah her flowers with a beautiful bouquet to express her appreciation for their successful remix.
Got it.
So many cute moments so far. Gotta love it.
No, we don't.
And now on to one of the messiest moments of the night. And
what, Lil Nas X not being nominated?
That was Diddy's speech. While accepting the Lifetime Achievement Award, Diddy made sure to thank everybody that played a part in his life.
Yeah.
And while he couldn't name everybody, he made sure to give a special shout out to his ex, Cassie, for holding him down in the dark times.
That's weird. It sounds like someone's gaslighting.
Now, this is an already...
Isn't she, like, engaged and or married to have a kid or whatever? It's one of those situations. It's been, like, 16 years, bruh.
Awkward situation since she has now moved on and is married. But to make things even more interesting, Diddy's current boo, Young Miami, was also in the audience.
And just happy to be there because we don't really care that she was there.
Let's jump into it today with Kendall Jenner, because the newly maybe single lady took to her Instagram yesterday to post a racy pic of herself wearing.
And then her and Devin were out together, so you know that she was probably like, I missed the low key ness of him.
Nothing but a green baseball.
And his nice house that we decorated. You seen Devin Booker's house? That is so Kardashian'd.
To post a racy pic of herself wearing nothing but a green baseball cap.
Yeah.
In the pic, she could be seen lying on her stomach on a salmon-colored towel while scrolling through her phone.
It sounds like them. Scrolling through your phone. I mean, that's what I do too, but you were to tell me, what was a Kardashian doing in a video? Scrolling through the phone.
Caption the pic with a simple smiling emoji.
Yeah.
Important to note as well that Devin Booker seemingly liked the pic. So while he and Kendall have possibly split, maybe they're still friends? Recall, a source exclusively told Hollywood Life that the pair parted ways because Devin didn't take the relationship as seriously as Kendall did.
Got it.
Oh, well, you do you, Kendall. To see the pic, head on over to HollywoodLife.com.
We're all going to go there now.
Switching gears to Tristan Thompson because of...
Why, the National Deadbeat Dad Day?
Source exclusively shared with Hollywood Life that the Chicago Bulls player isn't thrilled that his ex, Khloe Kardashian, is dating again.
What a gaslighter. You cheat on her with every girl. Listen, I think she's dumb as hell for going back to him over and over again. But that is gaslighting to the fullest. What a scumbag. He is the worst.
Insider said he knows he doesn't have a say in the matter. He also...
Yeah, you cheated. Why do you... Oh, God. You cheated on her all the time, bro.
Knew this day would be coming eventually, but...
Coming eventually? You were coming all the time.
He's trying not to think
and
about...
And now with her.
About it too much. Tristan still has feelings for Khloe despite everything that went down between them.
What? Nothing was going down between them. It was going down with all the side chicks. That was the problem.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment. Let me tell you, if you're listening on Z Radio Live and you're like, how can I listen to this? Search up Happy Radio on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Odyssey, Spotify. I think I said them all. I'm tired at this point, man. I'm just tired. I'm tired.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
For the flame, I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey, I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kanye West made a surprise return to the public eye at Sunday's BET Awards.
What would be surprising about the BET Awards, one of the biggest award shows, and Kanye West winning a lot of BET Awards in the past, and it being Black Entertainment Television, I believe. Whoa, one of the most famous? You get my point.
And gave his estranged wife, Kim Kardashian, a subtle shout-out.
Oh, hell yeah. That's just what she needs, too.
The hip-hop icon left viewers and the Microsoft Theater audience stunned when he took the...
He's literally, like, wearing, like, one of... He's, like, wearing dark shades. He's in, like, a dark hoodie. He's wearing, like, a mask like it's 2020, and he's wearing a cap. He looks like he's going to rob the place.
...stage to pay tribute to his longtime friend, Diddy, for his lifetime achievement honor.
I go to him for advice to this day.
Oh, jeez.
He inspires so many of my choices.
Oh, man, you should find a new inspiration.
So many of my life choices.
You got to find a new mentor then, bro. And that's not really a ringing endorsement from the other guy. You know that guy that makes every bad decision? You inspire him.
Life choices. And here we are. Thanks for that, Puff.
The 45-year-old went on to acknowledge his intent to stay under the radar these days.
He actually has been doing that. I gotta give him that. He finally is off the grid.
But felt compelled to reemerge when given the opportunity to honor Diddy.
I took a little hiatus.
Yeah.
I said I want to just, like, declare myself legally dead for a year.
That's cool.
Nobody messing me. You know, just, like, I just want to be off the grid and, you know, Puff is pretty persistent.
Yeah. Sounds like you're easily convinced. I thought you were so independent, Kanye. More like codependent.
But I had to think, bro. It's like people, they get amnesia.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they do. People do.
Like,
what?
I should never.
This is the most influential person of this generation. Wow. He's just babbling. Literally, there's no difference between him and any crazy homeless person.
Have to ever call more than one time.
Kanye stayed incognito with a full coverage face mask, sunglasses, and a baseball cap.
Oh, wow.
And recalled in the lengthy speech how much his friendship with the legendary mogul has meant to him over the years.
Got it.
Any of us in this room, if Puff ever need us, we need to jump and be there.
Everyone's kind of like, yeah, a little bit, and then he screws you like he did Biggie.
This man has been through and survived a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God, bro. Diddy ain't that cool, dude.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Diddy. Who cares?
Machine Gun Kelly is recalling a moment where he put a loaded gun in his mouth while on the phone with his now fiance, Megan Fox.
See, we never know what's going on behind closed doors.
In his new Hulu documentary, Life in Pink, the 32-year-old rock star detailed a dark night in July 2020 while he was mourning the loss of his father, who died on the one-year anniversary of his Hotel Diablo album release, revealing, "I wouldn't leave my room, and I started getting really, really, really dark. Megan went to Bulgaria to shoot a movie, and I started getting this really wild paranoia, like I kept getting paranoid that someone was going to come and kill me." MGK, whose real name is Colson Baker, added that he would always sleep with a shotgun next to his bed and, quote, "just f***ing snapped that day," sharing, "I called Megan. I was like, you aren't here for me. I'm in
Bro, you got to get some Klonopin. Literally, you got a shotgun next to your bed? What the hell is that?
My room, and I'm, like, freaking out on her. Dude, I put the shotgun in my mouth, and I'm yelling on the phone, and, like, the barrel's in my mouth. And I go to cock the shotgun, and the bullet, as it comes back up, the shell just gets jammed. Megan's, like, dead silent." The emo girl singer said that moment was when he realized that, quote, "something's not right," adding that Megan and his 12-year-old daughter, Casey, both shared that they didn't want to be talking to him through a veil anymore, revealing about the scary moment. "I want to, like, see you as my father, and I want to see you as my husband-to-be, and I was like, I need to kick the drugs for real this time." Although he did not specify if he was on drugs during the incident. MGK concluded by saying the 36-year-old actress, quote, "became the sun to him," adding that his world now revolves around her and she helped him grow and gave him life. "That's what helps me write those songs. because it's just like every fairy tale that they never told you in school. The passion between us is just otherworldly.
Got it.
Happy couple met on the set of their 2021 movie, Midnight in the Switch.
The happy couple?
Just otherworldly. The happy couple met on the set of their 2021 movie, Midnight in the Switchgrass.
I mean, no offense to them, but if that's called being in a happy relationship. I mean, I know she was there for him in that.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Today in daddy issues.
Like daughter, like mother. Denise Richards is following in Sammy Sheen's footsteps. The Real Housewives alum has joined OnlyFans just days after her eldest child's debut on the platform.
Here's the thing that people don't get is that you can join OnlyFans and be boring as hell. You ain't gonna see any, really crazy gangbangs or anything with them. It's just them posing nude. Whoa! You can go on Google, type in naked women and see the same thing.
Denise announced the news on Instagram. And
they're like barely nude. They're just showing off their body. Like, get a girlfriend.
Invited followers to check out her page, which costs $25 a month or $67.50 for a three-month subscription bundle.
Man, you're a dumbass if you buy that. Problem is, all the horny dudes are dumb. Like the great philosopher said, first you come and then you come to your senses. Lil Wayne.
Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. Why lawyers were back in court today. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Rachel Smith here in LA with me.
Kevin Frazier and Nichelle Turner are in rehearsals to host tonight's Daytime Emmys. And of course, we'll check in with them.
I don't care anymore. So pretty much Amber Heard's appeal in Johnny Depp's case could cost her. You hear how long? Kevin Frazier's not here. How are you going to give your report? Like, who cares? Just tell me.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Rachel Smith here in
Get to the point. Whatever. Speaking of someone that never really got to the point because he never really caught on in America besides when he was singing with people that were more famous than him.
He's TV's $70 million man.
I'm $17 million for James Corden? Oh my God.
In London with Mr. James Corden.
And now the late night host is giving Extra his first interview about stepping down after an eight-year Emmy-winning run.
Oh yeah, we have all the great memories besides you singing with people. Oh, you were so funny.
Why have you decided that The Late Late Show is going to come to an end?
Primarily, it was just a feeling of we've probably done all we wanted to do.
James. Or all we could, because I have no talent.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Over.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.